This time of violence in Iraq is supposed to be a time of celebration. This is the time when Muslims mark the end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan with a feast. From Baghdad, NPR's Jamie Terabay reports on how the celebrations have gone this year.
At an artificial lake by the Tigris River, Iraqi families sit at tables listening to songs played over a loudspeaker. Some are smoking water pipes, others drink tea out of little glasses. For people like car mechanic Ra'ad Ghafour, it's the most peaceful way he knows to celebrate Eid al-Fitr. He says, "We bring our families here, our families who are locked in houses. We try to find an outlet for our worries and daily sorrow. We bring the children here to give them joy." If it wasn't for the children, Ghafour says he wouldn't leave the house. The streets, he says, aren't safe. He says, "We're worried. How will the driver be able to come and take us? And how will we get home?" He sits with his fiancée and another young woman near an artificial waterfall, watching the motorboats float idly in the water. Standing nearby, wearing an off-white shirt and chinos, Walid Khalid says sectarian violence is worse this Eid, and people are killed because of their sect.
"I wish, like all Iraqis, that Iraq would be safe. Tell me why families are leaving for Syria and other countries to have fun. They should have fun in their country. It's true that those who left Iraq are having fun, but their hearts are with their families back home."
Throughout the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, Arab satellite networks showed Iraqis living abroad, some in Jordan, others in the United Arab Emirates, breaking their fast while telling interviewers they hope to return and celebrate Eid in Iraq under better, safer circumstances. Sectarian strife, internal displacements, and violence have marred this year's Ramadan more than any other since the 2003 invasion. Bombs and mortar attacks have struck Iraqis at outdoor markets shopping for last-minute supplies before iftar, the meal that traditionally ends the day's fast. Attacks jumped by 22% this month. On average, more than 40 Iraqi civilians have died every day during Ramadan. In a darkened house off Palestine Street in central Baghdad, 10-year-old Hassan Ali and his 7-year-old sister Yasmin sit in their pajamas watching Space Tunes on the television. Hassan says he remembers what Eid was like before the war.
"My mother used to make biscuits for us, and we used to go to the amusement park. But now, and particularly after the invasion, the situation got so bad. There were many explosions. Papa says it's too dangerous for us to go out."
Hassan notices that his parents aren't as happy this year. His uncle, a pharmacist, was shot and killed by gunmen several weeks ago, and the older members of the family are still wearing funeral black. In the kitchen, Hassan's mother, Zainab, rushes to finish the laundry before the power cuts out, a frequent occurrence in Baghdad today. She's using the holiday to do housework. She doesn't feel like there's much to celebrate this year. She says, "Eid is just like any other day. It's lost its old delights. People are under so much pressure now. It isn't as it used to be." Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.
Thank you.